Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are pointing just slightly higher this morning, but it feels like the entire market is just holding its breath. What's the mood out there?
It's definitely a wait-and-see posture. You know, we had a pretty flat session yesterday, and the big story continues to be trade. The market is bracing for a flurry of headlines. The president has announced tariff letters are going out to 7 countries this morning, with even more coming this afternoon.
More tariffs. It feels like we can't escape it. And what's this about the EU? Are we getting a deal or not?
Well, the reporting suggests they're close to a deal. But, and this is a big but, the tariff rate imposed will likely be higher than the one for the UK. The European Commission president is saying they're ready for any outcome, which sounds a bit like damage control. They've reportedly offered a temporary 10% reciprocal tariff just to keep talks going.
So, a deal that's not really a deal, got it. And just to stir the pot, we're also hearing about new sanctions on Russia?
That's right. Senator Lindsey Graham is apparently working on a new bill, and it sounds like it has White House support. This one is serious. It could impose a massive 500% tariff on imports from any country buying Russian uranium or oil. That's a huge potential disruption for the energy and materials sectors.
Wow. Okay, so with all that swirling around, how are the markets overseas reacting?
It's a mixed bag, really. Asia ended mostly lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was down over 1%. A key data point there was China's CPI, which showed deflation for the 6th time in 8 months. That points to some serious weakness in consumption.
And that's on top of their producer prices, the PPI, which has been in deflation for, what, almost 3 years straight now?
33 consecutive months, to be exact. It's a persistent problem. Meanwhile, Europe is actually trading in the green. Germany's DAX is up over 1%. It seems they're a bit more optimistic about navigating those trade talks.
Okay, let's bring it back home and talk about some individual names making moves this morning. M&A is always a hot topic. What's catching your eye?
The big one is Verona Pharma, VRNA. It's soaring after Merck agreed to acquire them for about $10 billion. That's a huge premium. Also, keep an eye on AES Corp, ticker AES. It's gapping up over 12% on reports that it's exploring strategic options, including a potential sale.
And on the earnings front, I see some big moves there too, both up and down.
Absolutely. The pain is definitely being felt by shareholders of RxSight, RxST. The stock is getting crushed, down nearly 40% pre-market after issuing downside revenue guidance for Q2 and lowering its full-year outlook. That's a brutal cut.
Ouch. And I see AEHR Test Systems, AEHR, is also down big, about 20%.
And that one ties right back into our main theme. They're explicitly citing order delays due to, you guessed it, tariff-related uncertainty. It shows how these macro headlines are having real, direct impacts on company operations.
I see. So it's not just market noise. Let's look at some other headlines. Apple is always in the news. What's the latest?
2 things for Apple. First, they're reportedly looking to bid for the U.S. screening rights for Formula One racing. That could be a huge content win for them. Second, a planned leadership transition. Jeff Williams is stepping down as COO, with Sabih Khan taking over.
Interesting. And how about Starbucks? There was some chatter about its China business?
Yes. SBUX is up a bit. Reports say the company has received proposals from investors regarding its China business. The market seems to like the idea of unlocking value there, but details are still very thin.
Okay, let's shift gears to the technicals. Our pre-market analysis is showing some interesting action under the surface. The indices look calm, but what's the real story?
That's the key question. On the surface, things are flat. But if you look at the SPY, there was a noticeable uptick in volume on that recent price spike. It suggests there are buyers stepping in. The key level to watch for SPY is resistance right around 623. If we can break that, we could see a push to new highs.
And the QQQ? Similar story?
Very similar. A bit more volume, and the bulls seem to be gradually taking control. The key resistance for the Qs is at 554. A breakout there could really open the floodgates, but I'd add a note of caution here.
Oh? You don't sound entirely convinced by the bullish setup.
Well, I'm watching the sector rotation. We're seeing strength in tech, the XLK, and consumer discretionary, the XLY. That's classic risk on. But energy and utilities are just trading sideways, and the VXX, the volatility index, is stable. Maybe a little too stable. It suggests complacency. This is a momentum-driven market, but it could turn on a dime if one of these tariff headlines comes in worse than expected.
so a cautiously bullish stance, but be ready to jump if things go south. What should traders be watching for right at the open?
It's all about those key levels. For the SPY, watch 623 on the upside and support around 61950. For the QQQ, it's 554 as resistance and 551.50 as support. Also, keep an eye on those gapping stocks we mentioned. The weakness in RXST and AEHR could create opportunities, as could the strength in AES and VRNA.
Fantastic. A lot to watch for at the opening bell. It sounds like the market is coiled and ready for a move, one way or another, depending on the news flow.
That's the perfect way to put it. The market is sitting tight, but it won't sit tight forever. Today could be the day we see a decisive move.
All right, that's all the time we have. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action. Have a great trading day, everyone.